I want you to raise your window high. It's Monday night madness. 20.
I gotta log out. 20. Just a second, Billy.
I got
you,
right,
Mike. My computer.
No problem, bro. All right.
When you see your sweet man coming down the street, I want you to raise your window high. But if you see me passing, I want you to pull out your black little white handkerchief and hang your head and cry.
Just walk my... Oh, that's Isaac Hayes, folks. Oh,
Oh my God. If I had extended that in the morning, it would have been another 4 minutes. So I want, because there's so much that, we have entered the show, folks. We just want to share it all with you. The life, the legacy of this brilliant self-taught genius. Hey, welcome again to Monday Night Madness here on Studio W The Buzz. It's our pleasure to bring you Monday Night Madness every Monday at 5:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Guys, 8:15 on the East Coast. And check your clocks wherever you are around the globe. And welcome back my co-host, the Professor of Pop Culture. We're talking about the evolution of Mr. Isaac Hayes, but before that, would you please give the audience an idea of what Monday Night Madness is all about?
Sure. And for many of you, you probably have kind of gotten the idea that with Monday Night Madness, it is the madness because you never know what's going to happen. And every single show every week is different. And we're kind of proud about that. There's nothing that's structured too much. We have a playlist, but you never know what will happen. And in the midst of all of that, here's the bottom line with Monday Night Madness. The bottom line is this, is that WB and myself, we act as doctors. We act as doctors in the OR, if you will, the musical OR, as we take our scalpels and we uncover, we peel back the layers of this music. In other words, we're trying to find out what makes this music tick. All of these artists are just fantastic and just legendary. Why are they legends? We go back into their childhoods. We go back in their lives. What happened in their lives? What made them become who they became to be, who they are? Okay? We go deep into their backgrounds, their personalities. We find out what was happening at the time with the composition of these songs. What happened in the production, in the studios when they were producing and recording these songs. What happened on the road? You know, the stories that happened on the road, backstage, in the tour buses, and what happened in the record companies when they would meet with the executives. And do not forget, you have this music. You have this marvelous, beautiful music here that you can reminisce and enjoy, okay? So that's it. And, you know, just like the WB always tells you, sit back, relax, have a glass, and relax. You know, I think this week's theme is more about listening. So I don't know. Well, there is one song, one album that you may want to move the furniture back.
Yeah.
But I think this is pretty much a listening show this week.
Hey, my partner. Mm-hmm. And many of you know that I'm on the West Coast, and my partner, my brilliant partner, is on the East Coast. But we've got that vibe, we've got that connection. And when he said, "Hey, look, there may be some songs that you might want to move the furniture," you know, I know what you know, partner, and we're going to do this thing. The brilliance of Isaac Hayes, man. I saw him. Okay, again.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk about it.
Guess what? In your hometown where you are residing right now, my dear friend. My goodness. And more than once.
Oh
my God. And electric. We're talking about absolutely electric. You guys already know. It used to be the Mosque Auditorium. Professor, week after week. I keep telling you, these artists that you pick. I've seen them at the mosque in the RVA, folks. And look, these stars came through Richmond, Virginia. The history there, the musical history there, the artists that came through there, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, the Temptations, the Manhattans, oh my God, Minnie Riperton, my goodness, the greatest show I've ever seen in my life. Minnie Riperton.
Incredible.
She opened for George Benson.
But George Benson blew him out the water. Wow.
Oh, God. I love George Benson, but she blew him away.
Yeah.
And she was so awesome that he had to bring her back.
Where the opening act blows away the headliner, huh?
Oh, my God, folks.
This is what Monday Night Madness is all about. The excitement, the energy, the thrill. You know, and like the professor said, he touched on it a little bit, but we will get more into that. You need to breathe right now because the world is going through a crisis.
Oh, God.
And what the professor and I try to do each Monday night, even before the crisis, to bring you some comfort, some relaxation, to breathe, let your mind rest a little bit, enjoy the music. You know, the bill's going to be there. And if you have to pay them, play them 3 hours later because we'll be off in about 3 hours. So,
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. But right now, you and your significant other, your loved ones, hey, pick up your phone and tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody you love them right now, and then tell them, tune into Monday Night Madness.
Yeah.
Oh, and look here, this thing is off the charts, off the chain. There is another funny story I have to tell you, but I saw the magnificent Isaac Hayes at the Moss. It's the Altria Theater right now, I believe. Right there in Richmond. The acoustics are fabulous there. Oh, my goodness, man. And he did this one right here, right there, folks, where you are residing there. And wherever you are around the globe, hey, please enjoy the experience with us. Oh, my goodness. This one right here. Professor.
Oh, God.
I don't think y'all hear me.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time you meet, and Steve, it's
walk on fire. Folks, Monday Night Madness, look, we're just getting started here. Hey, my goodness, Professor, that was my jam. Oh, wow, it was. And, you know, I tell you, there is a longer version. Isaac Hayes.
I was going to say, man, you played the short
version. I did. I played it. Because the longer version is 18 minutes. I didn't want the audience to think that we had left them. No, seriously.
But can I say something about hot buttered soul?
Okay. Come on now.
Number one. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but that was recorded with the Barclays, okay? So
yes,
those,
it was.
Yeah. So those, that was the backing band, there, okay? James Alexander, my friend, Professor Renee Charlo in Lawton, Virginia, if you're listening, I love you, sis. We were talking about James and Larry, today. James Alexander's on bass, Willie Hall on drums, and Michael Toll on guitar. Harold Bean did that distorted guitar solo.
I love that. I was going to ask you about that. Look, that is. I don't have a description for it, but it just gives you a feeling when you hear that. Please go on.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, you know, nowadays, you know, that's regarded as one of the pimp anthems, you know, there's just that feel to it, you know.
I love it.
The brother in the platform shoes and the fur coat was just walking through the wind. And the other thing about Hot Buttered Soul is, you know, he decided from the beginning, and of course, it had to be a conscious decision.
Right.
This was just going to be album tracks. Again, like I told you before, he knew that he could not standard length for a record at that time was 3 minutes, 30 seconds. He just felt, I don't have time for that.
Right.
Okay. I have to do it my way. And Hot Buttered Soul, 4 cuts on that album. Yes, it's still an album. 4 cuts on that album, 2 tracks per side.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know, you're reading my mind, Professor, because I was saying, tell me, I believe, because when he first came out, because like you said, most albums, when they went to 4 minutes, 5 minutes, way too much. Most of those earlier songs, especially back in the 60s and 70s, it was like 2 minutes, 42 seconds, 3 minutes at the most and stuff like that, right? And he took his liberties. And I think that he started, I don't know who else did it before him. I really don't.
No one did that before him. He did that, and it became in vogue in the 70s, especially with a lot of the funk acts, that you could just go long, you know, and they could not have done that without Isaac,
Oh God, you just brought back some nostalgia here. I was thinking, In Legato de Vida, who did that,
Iron Butterfly, and that's a rock number.
Right.
And you know, you're right. Iron Butterfly, the Beatles with Hey Jude. Hey Jude was 7 minutes.
But none were 18 minutes. And like,
No. Absolutely not. And you know, it was something sort of, I don't know. You get like a funk band in the 70s, like Parliament, or in the early 80s, like the Time. Now you get a Time album back in 81. 82, there were 3 cuts per side.
I know.
And that was like a diasporic flavor to it, you know. I'm sorry, can I say this?
Say whatever you want. And you know, Professor.
Well, when you got,
you are the co-host. You say whatever you want.
Okay. It was diasporic. I mean, back then, if there was a record with a long song in your hand, and there were just less than 7 cuts on that album, I'm sorry, but you just felt black. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that because nobody else did that, though.
Nobody. Oh my God. And I think after that, I think Isaac Hayes really set the page, because after that, look at Brass Construction. Okay. What's the jam? Moving.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
The jazz band. They had some long cuts.
Yep. Thank you. You know it.
Come on.
Yep. You got it.
Look, this is where we really discuss music. This is musicology at its finest. You listen to Monday Night Madness, and if you've never experienced anything like this before, there is nothing like this around the globe, we promise you. And so tell your friends. Okay, each of you right now that's listening to us, tell a friend. Okay, text them. You guys multitask all day long, and you're in right now, so you need more than one thing to do anyway, okay? So tell your friends to tune into StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com. Oh, shout out to Mr. Preston Brown. Thank you
yes,
so
sir.
Much, my our dear friend. We are syndicated in my hometown. You know, I'm sort of jealous because you're in my hometown. Oh my God, where you are broadcasting now? I'm on the West Coast, but I'm coming by out there sometimes.
Right.
You might have to delay your trip out here, like, yeah, guys, but hey, guess what? We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we were talking off air about maybe something different that we may bring to you on Monday Night Madness, folks.
Okay.
You recall I said something about Vegas, Dr. Boyd?
Really? Okay.
Maybe I was talking to our creative, consultant, Imarja Jubilee. You know, sometimes it takes a while for the messages to trickle down. But, speaking of,
yes,
Imarja Jubilee, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Our creative consultant on Studio W, The Buzz, she is, oh my God. She's a creative consultant, and so, Imarja, you've helped.
My love, Doug.
My God. In what making Monday Night Madness what it is right now. Thank you so much. And shout out, to Benita Claiborne back there in Richmond, Virginia. Renee, hey, girl, how
Renee,
you doing?
Renee, my agent. Hey, girl.
That's right, right. And you know, the professor, hey, you know he had to put his plug in there, right? Renee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And all of my friends and my family, Emma, Emil, Tony, hey, Corliss, everybody back there, Barbara, Jacqueline, Jewel, Herb Lewis, my main man back there, so many others. Colin. Hey, yeah, Big Herb. Oh, boy. Cynthia. Hey, girl, how you doing there? Okay.
Mel Brown.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
My God. My prayers are out to you, my dear sir. He's had a few complications, but he'll be okay. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
So we need prayers for him. Wow. There's so much to do, man. You mentioned this. You dropped this dime, and Professor.
Tell you what love can do. You know, when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Love can make you or break you. Can make you laugh, it can make you cry. It can make you happy, it can make you sad. Or if you hung out real bad, in a case of jealousy, love can make you mad. Everybody's got his own thing. Everybody's got his way of doing a thing. I wish I'd attempt to do a tune, but it's very popular. It was written by one of the great young songwriters of today. Now, I don't know what he was thinking about or what inspired him to write this tune. It's a deep tune. It's a deep meaning to this tune. Because it shows you what the power of love can do. And I shall attempt to do it my way. My own interpretation of it. Like I said, everybody got his own thing. And I'm gonna bring it on down to Soulsville. I want you to bow along with me for a few minutes while I spit it up. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there with this young girl. Oh man, she was out of sight. She was bad. And they started dating. And then the inevitable. And they were married. Mm-hmm. They were happily married. That's right, they lived in LA. Oh, the power of love was upon them. But you see, girl, that don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so. He knew they said love is blind. He could see no wrong, no, no, no. He worked every day. And sometimes he pulled overtime, double time, triple time. He bought anything that this woman's heart desired, anything that he could rake and scrape. He spent his last dime on the woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. She said, I got a fool, and I know I got a fool. I got a good thing. Yeah, she was standing around on the corner. You understand, meet with her friends. She would go to the beauty salon, get her hair fixed. She'd go shopping. And she was bragging about her good thing that she's got. Yeah. Out on them. She ain't nobody gonna believe what you tell them, no way. Fool. Oh, yeah, girls, you like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick. And he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Always hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. That's all he could say. He was hurt. But she said, oh, Go on, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse you could give him. He said, Mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. He packed up his rag, you understand? And he started out the door. And when he reached the driveway, you understand? He went in that bag just like my man, Tyrone Davis. And he said, oh, Mama, 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 can I change? You see, the power of love was upon him. And he came back. Oh, yes, he did. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And 7 times he left this woman. 7 times he came back. Oh, but you know, the heart can take so much. That's right. You can kick a dog around for so long, and he'll get tired, get turned. And he'll take all that he can stand. And the 8th time that this went down, he said, Mom, I got to go. With tears in his eyes, he said, I'm going to leave you, baby. He said, I ain't coming back. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. But I got to go. Because this man can't take no more. She didn't believe it. He packed his clothes. He got in his 1965 Ford. Started out. 3 times he started to turn back. Before he reached the outskirts of the city. But he kept on going. Oh, I don't want to go, but I got to leave your mama. And he was going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road with tears in his eyes. That's right, he was crying. They were meeting on his chin. He could barely see the sign red on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. He said, by the time be rising, oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she leaves the park and says I'm leaving. Cause I've loved that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time I make another cookie, she'll be working. And she'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear all the phone. She's right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. Oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time to Oklahoma. She was leaving.
Hey guys, I got maybe 5 minutes at the most. Everything's almost dead here.
Hey, you good, mate?
Sorry.
No, no, no. Guess what? Five is enough. We got 3 minutes left to go in the broadcast. You good, bro?
With as long as my battery holds out.
I hold up. Thank you, Mike.
Professor, please don't be a stranger. Please come back, and you're welcome on any of our shows anytime. I hope I speak fully.
Turn your camera on, bro.
Yeah, man, you got it.
Wow.
I wish you well in all that you do in your life.
Oh, thank you,
Professor. You've already been successful. You're a professor. You've done more than I've ever done. As far as I can. Yeah. You've been teaching them stuff. Impacting the knowledge that you've been given, and you've been a candle lighting those other candles and help them be something that they weren't when you
first got a hold of them. So I really commend you, and I appreciate you, and I respect you greatly.
Man.
And thank you for being my friend for 8 months or whatever our time was.
Hey, man, good enough. And ongoing, and ongoing. And you're right about that. That is the objective in education, you know, to make them better than they were when they first come in contact with us. And, you know, that offer, don't worry about it. I will be back from time to time. So.
He will.
Hey.
Yeah, he's part of the mafia, Mike. You know, just like you know, like you were. And Mike, he tried to escape for about 8 years or so, but no, actually, Mike has been a great friend, and he's been on from time to time. And we have done, in the past, you know, more serious topics, meaning like, don't be a victim, trafficking, whatever it is.
Adam, women, children, kids with limb loss. We've done all kinds of different programs.
Yes.
Thank you, William, for the venue to be able to talk about those things frankly and safely on your program. So,
man,
I love Studio W, buddy, and I'm going to hang around. And Professor, you're welcome anytime, at least on Coast to Coast.
Okay.
Thank you. That's right. He's coming back. And guess what? We're going to end the show with this one.
The final showstopper. Let's hit it. Sock it to
you. Let's get drunk.
Hey, fella. Have we made it there yet?
All right.
Oh, man. No comment.
I can't wait to get y'all.
None needed.
None needed. Planet Earth, I love you. It is not over.
No.
So, I'll say this. Boy, it will not be the last time. Play on!
Oh! Yes! Mike,
thank
love you,
Mike.
Brother.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Let's get drunk. Hey, Mike, grab your glass, brother. Cheers.
Let's get drunk, y'all.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's have a good time. Yeah. Look at all them ladies out on the floor, shaking their rump like they never shook before. I wanna stay right here, go nowhere. Have me a drink and stay right here. Let's get drunk, yeah. Let's have a good time, oh yeah. Let's get drunk, y'all. Uh-huh. Let's have a good time. Yeah. Hey, bartender, send me a drink. Why I'm over here, but I can think. Come and lay, sit right here. Have a drink with old. Let's get drunk. Yeah. Let's have a good time. Well, Detroit, Atlanta, let's get drunk tonight. Well, St. Louis, Memphis, let's get drunk tonight. Well, Gulfport, Biloxi, let's get drunk tonight. Yeah. Drunk tonight, yeah. Clarksdale, Mississippi, hey, hey. Let's get drunk tonight, well. Let's get drunk, yeah. Let's have a good time, oh yeah. Let's get drunk, y'all.
Let's have a good time. Oh, yeah. Let's get drunk down. Uh-huh. Let's have a good time. Yeah.
that you were the greatest in the whole wide world. Ever since your girlfriend Betty's moved back to town, I've been talking to your machine. You ain't been around. She's the same old Betty she was when I first met you too. Betty was digging on me, I was digging on you. She didn't forget it like you think she did. Baby, she still wants me, girl, but from you she's kept it hid. Every time I would see her, invariably she would say, hey, fool, you let the best woman get away, yeah. Ha. I know she's your girlfriend that you feel you can trust. Girl, what you don't know is that Betty, she won't both of us. It's Betty this and Betty that. Mm. When you leave the room, Betty pulls up her dress. It's Betty this and Betty that. When you turn your back, Betty shows me her breast. Betty's good looking and she sure is fine. And I must admit that the thought sure crossed my mind. Everybody but you, baby, knows that Betty is fine. One week she's with girls, ha, next week it's a guy. She changes love.